Now that chickadees have paired off, I no longer have a flock of them in my yard, just two. The male is very devoted to the thought of eating mealworms. Sadly for him, now that I'm working at binoculars.com, I'm not so reliably at home every day, and he's become very good at noticing when I open my window shade. In a flash, there he is, perched on the window feeder, giving me a long, hard stare. He doesn't flinch or fly off when I crank open the window. Sometimes when he's very hungry, he doesn't even fly away when he takes the mealworm. He eats it right there in my hand. It's sort of goopy and even gruesome to watch, but I feel so blessed when he trusts me like this that I can hardly shoo him off to eat elsewhere. But this chickadee has familial responsibilities now. His mate is often busy incubating eggs, but occasionally makes an appearance. He flies to my hand, grabs a mealworm, and she follows him, fluttering her wings in a plaintive way, and he can't help but hand over the mealworm. Then he comes back to me for another one. I've noticed that he tends to fly in the opposite direction from where she is when he takes the second grub. When she finishes hers, she usually comes directly to me for seconds before returning to her eggs. I haven't been out in the yard enough to observe where the nest is yet. Chickadee nests are rather easy to find if you just follow the pair around a bit with your binoculars. They usually excavate their own cavity, a tiny little hole in a soft, decaying tree, often a birch. The nest can be high or low. If you put your hand near it when a chickadee is within, it will spit out a fearsome hiss like a dangerous snake. Since it's the height of rudeness for us to disturb nesting chickadees, it's really our own fault if one scares the living daylights out of us. I never get close to chickadee nests, but it's somehow a nice feeling to know exactly where one is and to keep watch over it just in case there's any trouble. It's a blessing for me to have chickadees nesting so close, and I want it to be equally a blessing for them. A few years ago, a pair of chickadees nested right outside our bedroom window. They were the bottom chickadees on the neighborhood chickadee social strata. The female was missing her tail, and the male had some scar tissue or something on his face that caused the feathers on the side of one eye to grow forward at a jaunty and unsettling angle. We could watch them coming and going from the nest hole, and as the babies grew and started poking their little heads out, we could watch the parents feeding them. I'm still elated with news of the continued existence of ivory-billed woodpeckers, but so much work and vigilance is necessary to keep this bird among the living, so much work and vigilance is necessary to protect neotropical migrants and prairie chickens and woodcocks and so many other species, that spending time with such a low-maintenance bird as chickadees is simple and joyful respite from work and worry. Chickadees may not inspire awe in the way that the Lord God bird does, but their joie de vivre, their sparkling, curious eyes, their intelligence and individuality, their simple cuteness, and their everyday reliability bring us assurance that even during dark days, there's always some sweetness astir in the land. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.